Hello and welcome to the very first I Woke Up Like This with Indelible podcast. I'm Katie.
And I'm Ashley.
Ashley is here with me. She's from Indelible. And we kind of wanted to do this podcast to, I've been working with Indelible for almost a year now.
Yeah, can you believe it? A year.
I cannot believe it. And it's been a life changer. I just feel like a completely new woman since I started at Indelible. I got my eyelashes done, my eyelash extensions. I've gotten microblading. And then now we're starting to talk about my eyeliner. That'll be fun. And we'll get into all of that and all the juicy details. So first, I want you to kind of get to know Ashley. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey guys, my name's Ashley. I am the owner of Indelible. So I'm originally not from this area. I'm from Utah, and I moved to this great state about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I packed up my car. Anything that could fit in my Ford Focus at the time is what came across the country with me. Drove across the country in a blizzard. Love it makes you do crazy things.
For sure.
And I never thought I'd end up in Frederick, Maryland, but here I am, and I am just loving life.
Really? So, you love us?
Oh, yes. Like,
good.
I was just telling somebody that I can't see my life anywhere else. Like, aww. I love Frederick. I love downtown where my business mm-hmm. is located at. And it feels like home. My roots are here, and I couldn't be happier.
Well, we are so happy you're here. And like you said, you're in downtown Frederick, Indelible. And a lot of times people see the name Indelible, and they're like, how the heck do you pronounce that?
Yes.
But it's very easy.
And a lot of people ask, what does Indelible mean?
Mm-hmm.
So most people know permanent markers as Sharpies, because that's the name brand. But a permanent marker is actually an indelible marker.
Oh.
So I had a great friend who's a marketing genius that she said, well, how about we make it Indelible for permanent beauty?
Love it.
And so that's how Indelible
yeah.
found its name and found its home in downtown Frederick. So permanent beauty, or beauty that lasts.
And you are right off of Patrick Street.
Yes. So we're 23 East Patrick Street. We're the lower level. So we're in this cute little cozy basement. You're going to walk down the stairs and just feel right at home and feel at ease when you come into your appointment.
But you forgot the best part about your storefront, because you have a gold sparkly door.
Yes, I have a sparkle door. People just couldn't find where I was at.
Right.
So I was like, well, look for the sparkle door.
Yeah.
So here I am, like, literally painting and sparkling a door. And everybody's like, what are you doing? I was like, just look for the sparkle door.
It just gets you in like the perfect girly mode when you walk into Indelible, and it makes you feel great. So Indelible is absolutely adorable inside, and you have two like huge massage beds. Is yeah. that what they are? And they both heat up. So you're laying there completely relaxed. You offer a blanket.
I just want to make you as cozy and comfortable. Like, this is just a time for you to treat yourself, to relax, because we are always on the go. And so you lay down. You have the heating pad that relaxes your back. Like, if you're getting your eyelashes done, your eyes are closed, you either take a nap or we just talk the whole hour, because we're newfound best friends.
You know? And that's exactly what we do.
Yes. I don't think, like, we've ever gone an appointment without, like, we have so much to catch up on
right.
every couple of weeks that we see each other. So
yeah, it's hard not to become your best friend, because you're just so sweet.
Aw, thanks.
So do you want to start getting into exactly what is microblading?
Yeah, let's just dive into it.
Okay.
So microblading, for most of you that don't know, it's a semi-permanent hair stroke technique. So this isn't your grandma's eyebrows where they're the big, crazy, solid brows
yes.
that might be fading blue or orange. This is an actual, like, hair stroke. When I show before and after pictures to people, they're just like, oh, I thought that was real hair.
Right.
So, yeah, microblading, it's just a game changer in your morning routine, because it looks so natural.
It does. Oh, my gosh. I cannot tell you. And you can definitely see, like you were talking about, pictures on your Instagram, your Facebook page. That's where you get to see a lot of your clients, their before and after pictures of their microblading.
Yeah. We try and post as many as possible of just the transformations that we have given to women in the area.
So what exactly does semi-permanent mean? Because we talked about that a little bit.
So semi-permanent is going to last about 2 to 4 years. We're going into the epidermis of the skin. So it's just the top layer of the skin. A traditional tattoo, it goes into the dermis. That's the third layer of skin. The pigment sits in your skin for a lot longer, lasting forever. So by just lightly going into that top layer of skin, the eyebrow is going to exfoliate as your skin exfoliates. So it will just push out at a more even pace, so you won't get that color fading factors that you see right. with like those older tattoos.
So you're saying going into the top layer of skin, and for those, I've had microblading done, so I know how it feels and exactly what you're doing. But for listeners who are wondering exactly what you're going in with, what tools are you using?
So a lot of people ask, is this a tattoo? Technically, it is a tattoo because we are opening up the skin and implanting pigment. However, we're not using a tattoo gun, so there's no buzzing like of the gun or anything. I literally use a handheld tool that in my mind looks more like a painter's brush. So I just go in and I stroke in hair. I follow your exact hairline. If you don't have any hair, then I would mimic where what hair would look like. So it is just a very soft, natural, I'm painting, I'm doing art on your face. You know, like adding in hair where you really want it to be, but it's not there. So no tattoo guns, no crazy buzzing. A lot of people wonder, like, well, what's the pain like if it's not a tattoo done with a gun and you're not going in as deep? Is it still painful? Well, it is your face. It is a sensitive area, but I have lots of numbing cream. But Katie, yes. like you've had it done, so tell us, like, how did it feel for you?
So the first time I went in, because you do two different sessions. So the first session, laid down, you're completely relaxed just because that's how you are at Indelibel. And laid down, you put on the numbing cream, let that sit for a little bit. And then you started doing a couple strokes. You start more towards the middle, right, with your strokes?
What I try and do is get the arch in first.
Okay.
Because that's everybody's like, oh, I want more of an arch, you know? So right. I start with the important part.
So that doesn't hurt. That was like nothing. I was like, is this it? Really? This is what everyone worries about, this hurting? So I was just laying there, chilling. Didn't hurt at all. And then you put a whole nother round of numbing cream on after that, because it is a little bit more sensitive in through the middle, closer to your nose. And maybe that felt like a tiny little pinch, but really, it wasn't bothering me the entire time. The second round, I think a little bit more, just a tiny bit, even really not that painful. And then you get both rounds of numbing cream. But when someone asks me if it was painful, I'm like, no, not really.
So what I try and tell people as well with, like, is it painful? If you've ever been threaded or plucked, it's about that intensity.
Yes.
You know, so you always hear, pain is beauty, beauty is pain. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to pluck out a hair and it hurt to take it out, well, it might be a little tingly when I put your hair back in.
And the other thing is, you're doing that, you know, how often? Every 2 weeks, or plucking your eyebrows, I don't know, once a week? This is a like one-time deal. You're getting this done every couple of years. So if you can handle just a tiny little twinge of pain for a little bit of time, then it's really nothing to worry about.
And it's going to save you so much time in the morning.
Yes.
Eyebrows are such a big deal. Like, the importance of an eyebrow, it really frames your face.
It does.
So it gives you, like, that natural, like, youthful appearance, and everything is just lifted up.
It does. It makes you look so much younger. And my mom also got her eyebrows microbladed with you. And her main problem was she was missing a whole tail. Maybe even both.
Yeah. So that's super common, because everybody loves to sleep on their sides. I don't think I've heard one person be like, I love to sleep on my back.
Right.
You know? So naturally, over time, the friction from the pillow will rub out your hair. So it's very common for me to see a lot of women who are like, oh, I don't really have too much hair on this side of my face. I'm like, well, you probably are sleeping.
That's like me. I'm a left side sleeper.
And it freaks people out when they're like, oh, you know what side I sleep on? Are you watching me? But I mean, I have women from 20 to 80 years old coming in and getting their eyebrows done, because it's a boost of confidence.
Yes.
So
even once you see your eyebrows after getting microbladed, you're like, oh, they were completely asymmetrical before, and now they just look the same on both sides. Finally, I look normal.
Yeah. Like, I just love when I give the mirror mm-hmm. at the end of an appointment
yes.
and see the client's reaction, like, oh my gosh, like, these are beautiful, or I can't believe I yeah. waited this long to get it done. I mean, I've had people who have gone through chemo that have no eyebrows, to thyroid conditions, to just, they're sick of drawing them in every morning. And no matter the person who gets them done, they're just so excited, like, when they see the final results. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Like, this looks like hair.
Exactly. I was in shock, I feel like, afterwards. I was like, oh, I really don't have to draw these in anymore. Thank you.
Well, and for you, like, how early you wake up, like, that's a big deal.
It is, yes. So waking up at 3 a.m, it's not fun to put on makeup at all. I don't want to put on makeup, and I really don't have to. Our podcast is called I Woke Up Like This because literally you're waking up with your eyebrows done, with your eyelashes done, and if you get your eyeliner done, that too. So that's three things you can check off the list from spending time in the mirror in the morning. So
yeah, if you get all three done, I like to call it the complete eye package for mm-hmm. the wake up and go. Because,
love,
like,
it.
What are you going to do? Like, maybe put on some tinted moisturizer and walk out the door?
Exactly.
Like, it's amazing. I have my eyeliner and my eyebrows done. And every time I tell people that, they're just like, you do? But it looks so natural.
Yeah.
I would never guess it. So,
I mean, right now, you look gorgeous, and it looks like maybe you put on a little bit of lipstick. You look full
yeah.
makeup, done.
I put on some lipstick mm-hmm. and a tiny bit of eyeshadow. I can literally get my makeup
yeah.
done in 5 minutes.
Isn't that nice?
It's amazing.
Oh, I love it. So we are doing something fun throughout this podcast, and it's called the 12 Weeks of Beauty. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So over the next 12 weeks, we're going to be talking more about microblading, just diving into the nitty-gritty of all the questions you guys might have about aftercare, what the appointment is. You know, like, there's a lot of questions that people have out there since
yes.
it's a newer trend hitting the area. And to celebrate, like, this whole microblading, we're going to do a big giveaway.
Ooh.
So, like, at the end of this 12 weeks of microblading, Indelibel is going to give away a microblading treatment. That's a $450
wow.
value.
That's so amazing.
I'm just super excited to just every other week talk to you ladies about what microblading is and just really, like, get ready for this microblading giveaway.
Yeah, we're going to delve into all the details, the nitty gritty. We're going to talk beauty because who doesn't like to do that? So we're going to have some fun over the next 12 weeks.
Yeah, you're going to want to go to WFRE.com underneath the features tab to learn more about the contest and to enter to win. And then, like I said, at the end of the 12 weeks, we on the podcast will announce the winner of who's gonna get this amazing $450 value prize.
It seriously is so amazing. And if microblading is something that you want to get done before April, Indelibel is giving our podcast listeners an extra chance to enter to win and save. Between now and April, if you book your microblading appointment, you're gonna get $100 off, which is huge also. So all you have to do is simply at checkout discreetly say hashtag WFRE, I woke up like this, and you're going to get that discount.
So this is like the biggest discount I've ever given in like my whole entire career of microblading.
Yes.
$100 off.
So, wow.
Like, really take that chance to save. And like Katie said, you're going to get an extra entry to win. And if you do win, but you've had microblading done between now and April, well, guess what? You get that money for another beauty treatment. You can get like so many weeks
yes.
of eyelashes, or you can get your eyeliner. If you win, but you've already had it done, you're a double winner because you've saved $100.
Yeah, that's very, very exciting for us. Yay.
So during the next few weeks, if you are nervous about something, like, let us know. Give us a shout out. Do a hashtag WFRE, I woke up like this. Go to WFRE.com. Email us. This is your chance to really dive in, get to know Indelibel and everything that there is to offer there.
Perfect.
Take advantage.
So easy. But on that note, we've both had microblading done, so we have more time in the morning. So if you're wondering what we do with that extra time, definitely focusing on other beauty things. I feel like I've been focusing a lot on just like my skin, on my face, and like exfoliating and things like that in the morning just to make my face even a little bit more brighter.
Oh, yes. Like skincare is such a big thing. For me, in the morning, with my extra half hour, I have been trying to wake up and do some morning cardio. Well, I might not be the best at it. So that's what I've been trying to do with my extra half hour is really get my fitness back in there.
Yeah, I mean, a half hour, extra breakfast time, coffee time, tea time.
Oh, yeah. Like, let me tell you, the fact that I can, like, actually sit down and drink a cup of coffee and wake up, it's awesome. But we want to hear what you guys want us to try out or to do. Like, chime in.
Give us a comment. Share our podcast post. It's going to be our beauty challenge. So next week, if you want to let us know something that you like to do for your beauty routine that you think we should know about, maybe kind of look into, let us know and we'll talk about it and report on our findings.
I'm so excited to hear what you guys want us to try out.
And all of your questions. So anything that you are wondering about with Indelibel, with beauty regimens, just let us know because we are totally open and ready to talk.
Yeah.
Yay. Thanks for joining us on our first podcast episode of I Woke Up Like This with Indelibel.